The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Be'edav chafei. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Ayin Vav, Siv Gimel, and the Ramah says as follows. Umotar laimilein Yehudi, leilech imoi litol ner dolok kvar. It's mutter to tell a goy on Shabbos to take a candle which is already lit. Hayol ve'enoi oisirak tiltol haner ba'alma. Since all he's doing is tiltol, meaning tiltol mukta. So this doesn't seem to have any havana. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do an isad rabbanon. So what's the heter? How can you tell him to be metaltal in there? You're telling him to do an isad rabbanon of mukta. So the Mishnah Berurah explains. It comes to the Rishayim. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since it's only an isad mukta, and the halach is that mukta in certain cases is mutter betiltal min hatzad, meaning you can be metaltal the ner. Ba'achere yodav, be'natzile yodav, in different ways a person can hold it in a not regular manner, would be mutter. So, when I told the guy to do it, I didn't tell him how to carry it, I told him to carry the nair. He decided, obviously, he's a normal person, he decided to carry it the normal way. He's not a yid, he's not mitzvah and Shabbos, so he'll carry it the normal way. But I didn't tell him to carry it the normal way, and in fact, I could have even taken it myself the normal way. So, since really, he could have done it the regular way. He could do it the regular way. Therefore, I'm allowed to tell him to do it. And also, there's not going to be a problem of hana, because it's not considered hana, because A, I could have done it myself, b'derech heter, and B, he could have done it b'derech heter. I'm not having any benefit from the fact that he held it the normal way. I'm just having benefit from the light, which I would have had in any case. That's the halacha that it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, and the way the Mishbur explains it. That's the, like I said, the Rishayim explain this halacha like that. So that's clear. What is not so clear is what are the parameters of this halacha? Meaning, can I tell a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos when there is some theoretical possibility that he can do the malacha in a certain way which would not be an iser? For example, if somebody lives on the 10th floor in a building, are you allowed to call a guy, to ask a guy to come do something for you in your house, something which is not a malacha? But he has to get up to your house. How's he going to get there? So there's two methods. You can either take the elevator or the steps. There's no question that he's going to take the elevator. Of course, why wouldn't he? Like we said before, he's not a Shemir Shabbos, he's not Mitzvah Shemir Shabbos. So why would he take the steps? So I know for sure he's going to take the elevator, which would be an issur to use the elevator. However, I didn't tell him to take the elevator. I told him to come to the apartment. So as far as I'm concerned, he could take the steps. Can I do that? So, it's really not so clear. In the Sefer Melacha Memnayach, he brings from the Machabe, he brings from his Shvogr, Chaim Kanievsky, that this would not be a heter. Because the Gemara says that, the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara says that Chazal will matter for a goy, to a person to tell a goy on Shabbos, to write a shtar, mecher, to sell a house, a property in Eretz Yisrael to a yid. The Gemara says the reason is Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's a special heter. We want Eretz Yisrael to be inhabited by yidin. So therefore, we allow the person to tell a goy to write it on Shabbos. So, Factor Chaim, why do you have to say a special heter of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Why don't you just say that the goy could have written it with his left hand? At least in the Raisa, it would be off like that. He could write it with his left hand. I didn't tell him to use his right hand. Of course he'll use his right hand if he's a righty. He'll use his left hand if he's a lefty. But he could have used his other hand, his weaker hand. So therefore, it comes that I never told him to do an Issa Deiraisa. So Dr. Chaim, you see that since it's not normal to write with your weaker hand, regular righty would not write with his left hand. So then that must be that that's not considered an option. We don't deal with such a tzad b'chla. That's what Dr. Chaim says. But what I don't understand about this righty is that Lemaisa, the Gemara says, that they were matter for him to write, to tell a guy to write on Shabbos. That means, obviously, even with his right hand, you could tell him to do it. But L'chayr Tshver, why did Chazal, in fact, have to be matter that? In other words, Reb Chaim is showing us from the Gemara that it would not, under regular circumstances, without a special heter of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it would not be mutter to tell a guy to write, because and just say, yeah, he could use his left hand. Fine. Let's accept that for a moment. But Lamaisa, what did Chazal do? They said that you're allowed to tell a guy to write, even though we're assuming he'll write with his right hand. But Hogufakasha, why did Chazal have to do that? They're worried about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So they should say that it's mutter to tell a guy to write with his left hand. Why should we taka bimatim to do it by if and that is an issa deraisa? Let him taka do it with his left hand. So lechayra, it's muchrach that for some reason writing with the left hand is not an option. I'm not sure why, but apparently that is not oil al hadas b'chlal. If that's not oil al hadas, if that's not an option, so then what's the raya? Then Chaim's whole raya is off. He's saying, tell him to write it, maybe he'll use his left hand. Left hand is not an option. For whatever reason, I don't know why. It's a good kasha, I don't know why not. But it's mukhach in the Gemara that it's not an option, because otherwise, why didn't Chazal say to tell him to do it? It must be that for some reason it's completely not normal, or maybe it's impossible to write a shtar like that. I don't know. I have no idea why. But al kopanim, l'chayra, it would seem that that's not an option. So it's tzarchi in Reb Chaim's raya. Now, l'halacha, there seems to be some stiris in the Paiskim. This is a very unclear area. In the Mechas Yitzchak, Chelek Dalet Simen Chafei, Ois Gimel, he talks about the case we mentioned before of calling a guy to come up to the 10th story in a building or whatever story it is, high up. And he says that it should be mutter to tell a guy to come, because as far as you're concerned, he could have used the steps. He decided to use the elevator. That's like the Taz says about a case where you have a guy washing dishes for you on Shabbos, and let's say washing dishes is not a problem for whatever reason. The only problem is that the guy turns on a light. He likes a fire, so you can see what he's doing. So the Taz says, in Reish Ayin Vav, that's not a problem, because I didn't ask him to turn on the light. He turned on the light to make it easier for himself. Fine. So he's allowed to do that. I'm allowed to let him do that. And in fact, the Taz says I could even have an off from the light if he's finished, because he did it for himself. He just left it going. In any case, the Mechas Yitzchak is mitzada that should be mutter. In another Chulin Chelek Kesem and Kofei, he talks about the shaila of if a person is allowed to bring out garbage cans to the street before Shabbos, if he has a pickup on Shabbos. In our cases, it's not so negay. We don't have pickups on Shabbos, but it's certainly negay by Yontif. Is a person allowed to put his cans out on Erev Yontif, knowing that the Goyim, the garbage collectors, will pick it up on Yontif or Shabbos? Is that mutter? So there are different svaras to talk about, but one svar that he says is that the garbage collectors don't have to come in a truck. It's true that driving a truck is a malacha, but they could just pick it up and walk off with it. I didn't ask them to come in a truck. Obviously, there's no chance in the world they're going to collect garbage without a truck. But that's for their convenience. They could really come to my house and walk and take it all the way to the dump and go to the next house and do that. It's ridiculous. Nobody would do that. But it's for their benefit, not for mine. Or primarily for their benefit in any case. So he says the same svar to be matter over there. However, in Schelig Vav, Simil Chafei, he talks about the Shaila, is it mutter to order a taxi to come pick you up Mitzvah Shabbos? Let's say you have to go to the airport, you have to go someplace very quickly right after Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you call them and you tell them to come to you right after the Zman, right after you make Avdol. So that means you're telling them to drive on Shabbos, right? So Mechazitzchak says, no, maybe you'll say, I didn't tell him to drive on Shabbos. As far as I'm concerned, he could have driven before Shabbos and stayed in the neighborhood for Shabbos. He could stay in a motel in the neighborhood and walk over to my house after Shabbos. He could have left his car by me and walked over, right? These are all obviously possibilities that are beyond unlikely. They're completely unreasonable and irrational. But it's a possibility, and the only reason he didn't do it was not for my benefit, it was for his benefit, because he wants to go about his regular business and not be stuck in my neighborhood all Shabbos. But Lemaisa, the Mechas Yitzchak in that case says that it's usur. So, as I said, seem to be serious about this. The Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa also is not so clear, because in Perek Lamed Arkuf Mem Zayin, he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman that to tell a guy to carry something from Rosh Hashayachat to Rosh Hashayachat through Rosh Hasharabim would be mutter, because if he doesn't stop in Rosh Hasharabim, then at least it's not an Issa Deraisa, based on whatever case he has over there. But he says if the derech is, if the normal thing is he would stop in the street, then it would be also. Let's say, for example, there's traffic or something, he has to stop, then it would be also. So in this case, he seems to be machmir if the derech is to stop. However, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Har Yud Aleph, he is matter a similar case. The case over there is if milk was delivered on Shabbos, how was the milk delivered? Obviously, it came in a truck. But he says, I didn't ask him to use a truck, just like we said before with the garbage collectors. He could have delivered the milk just by walking. And let's say a case where there's no heitzah problem, the only problem was driving the truck. So in that case, he's matarit. So again, we have a little bit of a stira. I also have a little bit of a stira in the das of Rav Yashiv. One of Rav Yashiv's talmidim told me that he paskined that to tell a guy to go on Shabbos to a hospital, let's say a person is a woman in labor in the hospital, and the family who's not with the woman wants to know if she had a baby, if she's okay, and the hospital is 2 hours away. To walk would take 2 hours. By car, it's a couple minutes. So Rav Yashiv said, you could tell a guy to go on Shabbos to the hospital and to find out and come back and tell you. Why? You're telling him to do an Isser in Teretz? Because it's not an Isser. He could walk. He could take a 2 hour walk to the hospital and walk back 2 hours. He'll find out 4 hours later. Obviously, no one in his right mind would do that. No guy in his right mind would do that. He's going to drive. That's the assumption. But I didn't tell him to. So, according to what I heard, Rav Yashiv said this is mutter because he does have an option. He just decided not to. However, the same Talmud told me that sometimes Rav Yashiv is machmer in these kinds of cases. So, not so clear to get the hadvar. However, maybe a little bit of a pshat we have, at least by Rav Yashiv, is that he writes in a tshuva, in the Kovitz tshuva, it's printed, is a tshuva that was asked from a yeshiva in the Negev in Eretz Yisrael, where it was very hot, and they wanted to know if they could tell a guy to turn on air conditioner on Shabbos. So there was not this heter at all, it was a completely different heter. Over there, the reason to be matter was because the Baal Eter holds that you're allowed to tell a guy to do even an Issa Reisa for a Tzarech Gadol, for a Tzarech Mitzvah, which of course it is over there. If it's boiling hot in the yeshiva, the Torah and Tefillah will not be nearly what it would be if it was comfortable. So Rav Yashiv, there's an Eisik in the Paiskim, whether we go like the Baal Eter, we don't go like the Baal Eter. So Rav Yashiv says that really, they would be makom to be matter at Al Pi Din. However, he says that our door is parutz, that people are too lax in the Isra of Amir La'akam, and they tell Goyim to do things when they should not, and therefore it's something that we need to create a Migdar Milsa, we need to be extra machmir in this inyan. So maybe that's a little bit Yishuv on Rav Yashiv over here. Maybe in certain cases he felt, you know, he held the Maker Adin Tzol Mutter, and now in the cases we mentioned. However, in certain cases he was machmir Kefitzayr Hashah if he felt that Migdar Milsa was in place. We'll just end off with what the Kav HaChaim brings from the Marikash. Kav HaChaim is in Shin Lam and Zayin Chaf Aleph. The Marikash is in Ola Yaakov Simen Tzadik Dalet. That there was a minig, there was some kind of a custom that people would tell Goyim to wash the floor on Shabbos. That to wash the floor in general is awesome because the shchita, you use a shmatu or a map or something and you seichet it, it's awesome. However, the Marikash over there says, at least as a limud zchus, that I didn't tell the guy to wash the floor with schita, to use a mop and to squeeze it out. There are other ways to do it. I don't know exactly what the other ways are, maybe like with a sponge stick or whatever the method that you'll come up with. But since there are other methods, therefore, you would have this heter. So, as we see, this is very unclear in the Paiskim. Sometimes Paiskim Amater, sometimes Paiskim Aser, Va'adayin Tzorchin B'chol.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.